Everyone is a plural. Everyone has two selves, two sides. We see this throughout the universe, high tide, low tide, this idea of the yin and the yang. We see it in culture with the devil and the angel on either shoulder. But some people have even more than two personalities. I know I do. I have a negative side and I have a highly keen and aware positive side. I also have kindred within me, a boy who seems to perpetually stay 14 to 16, who never seems to grow up. He sees the world through rose-colored glasses, and the kid inside of the man that I am now has a persistent belief that this world is his playground. And just like you do, secretly, now there is something called the law of polarity, the yin and the yang. You've seen it. High tide, low tide, night, day, up, down, male, female, rich, poor, and not so rich. With a certain amount of work, one can enter themselves whereby the swing to the negative gets erased and stays centered upon the positive. Each of us has a down and negative side, and it looks like this. We work only within what we can see and live a life under circumstances. When the economy tanks and jobs get scarce, and when everyone is speaking doom and gloom, there we are, smack dab in the middle, hat in hand, mumbling, please, oh please, someone take care of me. Please hire me. And we become a victim. I challenge you now to sit with me and listen, and to use your other self, your most highest and magnificent self, to tiptoe through these ideas. Just for a minute, maybe even for a day, use that other self, the positive one, the one that has your best intentions at heart, to listen deeply to the beauty that lies ahead or within. Dreamers and right side selves rule the world. If we took the dreamers out of the world, there'd be no reason to study and stand in awe of our great American history. It is us, people like us, the dreamers, people like me and you, who were the advancing guard of humanity. Us, those who dare execute the mind of our right selves who've changed the world. Not practicality, not playing it safe. See, some people are from the show me state. They need to see evidence first. These people would have never gotten on the Mayflower. They would have never come to America because there was no guarantee. There was no, we don't know the expected return. We're taking a risk. See, if you removed us and people like me, many of people called me a quack or pipe dreamers, or who would also, you would also have to remove the refining machines and the inventions that emancipated the world and turned drudgery into ease. And me, you definitely have to remove me. See, I'm the guy that encourages all people, regardless of age or race or financial situation, to begin investing. I think a 16-year-old girl from the ghetto could pick stocks and build wealth. Call me crazy. I've written books on it. I've published newsletters on it. I've made videos and tapes and podcasts with one message: that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can educate themselves. They don't need a guru, and that the same spirit that created me, Steve Jobs, and Einstein resides within them. And I'm just a guy who decided to be someone for somebody and to share the wisdom that I had learned. Thomas Edison was also a dreamer. Just as you are, Steve Jobs was a dreamer. Just as you are. So were the men who persisted for and pushed Congress for the organization of the railroads at a time when postal mail was just being created. For this idea of delivering letters around the country. Many people thought that was an insane idea. At one point, they even looked at using camels to spread the mail across America. Some in Congress called such a dream impossible. It was ridiculous, a complete waste of money. Many thought it would be much more prudent to instead of using trains, to actually use camels to deliver the mail. And as history reminds us, the dreamers have won. Can it be done? Cries the man without imagination, and those with an even lower caliber of intuition and dream mutter underneath their breath, he will fail. Or, I don't have any money. See, the biggest excuse I receive why people don't lay up treasure and don't build wealth and don't study the markets and don't look at investing and don't make it part of their life is they either don't know or they don't have money, both of which could easily be fixed. Can't be done, cries on the low income. Can't be done, cries the common man. But I challenge you to think bigger thoughts. Use your other self, the right self, the world, because you are larger than you think. One self is ruled by ego and is in survival mode, and it lives to pay bills, and it feels trapped, and it thinks and believes like this. I'm not allowed to be wealthy. I can't earn money past 5 p.m. Making money off other people is wrong. I owe. Off to work I go. I can only do and earn as I was taught in college. Sometimes you may even say to yourself, people who use the word rich are trying to be greedy or delusional. I can't do that. What would other people think of me? Now and then, the other self, which is not connected to work or struggle, and who is often tuned in with the infinite possibilities, speaks to itself like this, and it dreams out loud. And I think I'll play the lottery. That would be fun to be rich. Tonight, I'll watch a reality show. Man, it would be awesome to be free like that. Wow, what a nice car. I am more than my paycheck. I wish I was 20 again so I could do things different. If life were a game, here's the rules. Rule number one, the self you serve the most is the self that you will look after the most and feed. Who you say you are and think you are is all that you will ever allow yourself to be or to have. Rule number two, if life were a game of rules. Rule number two is simple. The person you tell the world you are is the person you will live to prove. What you tell others you are, you will spend 8 to 10 hours a day validating and proving is correct. Who you think you are, you will prove to be right. The economy of failure, chaos to cash. Success is always organized chaos, and all achievement is measured in defeat. The world and the universe is perfectly balanced. The planets never collide with each other. The roots of the trees are always long enough to stabilize the trunk. The sun never gets too close to the earth, and the rivers and the streams always lead into the lakes or the sea. The fact is, nature has a very crafty system that eliminates the weak from gaining too much power and authority, and nature purges itself of people who won't be able to handle the pressure. See, nature does this to make sure that the strong people will be around to assist her in keeping everything in order. Success, authority, and oceanfront property is strictly reserved for the mighty, for the strong of hand, and for the pioneer doers who have enough stamina to withstand and surgical stigma of failure. To withstand. Oceanfront property is laid up for who? For those people who labor for it. For those people who spend 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day to prove that they deserve it. Success and authority and oceanfront property is strictly reserved for the mighty, for the strong, and for the pioneer doers who have enough stamina to withstand the severe social stigma of failure, falling forward fast. All achievement is measured and defeat. And so if you spend your life trying to avoid losing or avoiding risk or responsibility, you end up ultimately being the poorest of all people. See, 93% of the people quit too soon, and they're employed or controlled by the 7% who refuse to give up. The weak crumble, and they are employed by and taken care of by those who can withstand the chaos leading up to riches and who ultimately decode the formula for victory. Dare I say rich. And the taxes of these rich provide for and care for the weak that oceanfront property is not laid up for. They are employed or cared for because they don't have the self-image which would support their ability to be a leader. Not good or bad. That's just how nature works. And my message isn't for them. My message is for you. Don't quit. Whatever you do, don't quit. Get creative. Don't give up. Be persistent. Stay in the game. Quitting isn't an option. Oprah Winfrey didn't quit. Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't quit. Caesar Augustus didn't quit. You too. Just vote yourself in and decide to do the do, no matter what. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. If you don't have a free copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke. As always, email me, text me, contact me. I'd be happy to send you a copy. And if I could leave you with one last thought, what you argue for, you get to keep. What you argue for, you get to keep. God bless.